What shall we say about 2020 as it draws to its close? Perhaps we'll have a first slide up, and I'm going to talk about transforming power, the transforming power of hope. And as I do that, I want to acknowledge that I'm using a booklet that was prepared by in the Christianity Explored series. Well, if you were a shareholder in Amazon or Zoom, 2020 might have been a good year for you, but for most of us, it's not been, and I don't have to tell you why that is. You know it, you've experienced it. For many of us, the issues of 2020 have been compounded one thing on top of another. We started off with concerns over Brexit. Remember that? It's on its way back. along came COVID. Life has got harder, less certain, more fearful. Pandemic, politics, protests, health issues, financial issues. This Christmas, we can put up the fairy lights and we can light the candles, but the world does seem darker than it did last year. In difficult times, we look for hope, something to hold on to, something to look forward to, something or someone that can say to us, it will get better. But this winter, it's hard to say that to ourselves, isn't it? It's hard to believe our leaders when they say it to us. Though we acknowledge that vaccines, and they're coming soon, please God, are very good news. And this December, we can't even escape from that into a party or a warm beach somewhere. It's just not possible. But there is somewhere where we can find real, solid hope. And it won't surprise you one little bit when I tell you it's to be found in Christian hope, deeply rooted in firm foundations, and it brings a transforming power. This transforming power, this firm foundation, is to be found in the birth, life, death, resurrection of our Lord Jesus. And perhaps you can take us on to our next slide. And extending from that, his gift to us of the Holy Spirit. In a way, you can think of this as a kind of spiritual vaccination, to try and be topical. But in his letter to the church at Rome, the Apostle Paul says this: may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's to be found in Romans chapter 15, verse 13. So our hope is based on this transforming power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in us as Christians, and the Holy Spirit is working, so to speak, from the inside out. I don't want to give simplistic answers. That would not be helpful. But I do want to share the answer that certainly Liz and I, and probably most, if not all of us in this room today, will acknowledge as Christian brothers and sisters in the fellowship of this church. And indeed, not only in the fellowship of this church, but in the worldwide Christian fellowship. And if we go to our next slide. The hope comes from this, expressed first in the words that Liz read to us of Isaiah back 8 centuries before the birth of Jesus, and then by the Apostle John as a contemporary follower of Jesus, and one of his first, if you might, biographers in the Gospel. 2,000 years ago in Palestine, life wasn't easy either. Jesus was born into a people suffering oppression, injustice, into a family who became refugees. Those also were dark times. The times when Isaiah wrote were dark times. People living in darkness in the valley of death have seen a great light. John, as a biographer, an eyewitness of the events, wrote this of Jesus, that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Bible claims that the first Christmas was all about light shining in darkness, triumphing over darkness, that Jesus was bringing hope to drive out fear. Go to our next slide. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus had been long expected by the prophets of the Old Testament. And John's words, as we've heard, were foreshadowed by the words of Isaiah. That truth, expressed so long ago, remains true in our own times. The truth remains so over those 28 centuries. And indeed, Isaiah said, this will be forever because the Lord God himself has ordained it. So if we go to our next slide, how does Jesus bring hope in this situation? As John continues his introduction to his gospel, in a single sentence, he gives us three descriptions of Jesus that show how he brings hope. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who firstly came from the Father, secondly was full of grace, and third was full of truth. So firstly, he came from the Father. Would you say this world was essentially a place that was chaotic or under control? Many people who are not Christians would probably say, in relation to 2020, it has a considerable feeling of chaos about it. As a whole human race, we certainly don't seem to have things under control. And if blind chemical processes are all that there is, and there's nothing behind what we can see, then chaos is what we would expect. But as Christians, we say in response to that, well, look, just hold on a moment. If there is a divine being who made everything, if there is someone bigger in this life, someone who directs the world, doesn't that have a transforming influence? And let us look at Christmas. We can say to so many people out there who are losing hope, just pause now and look at Christmas. The first Christmas speaks of a God who is not only the God of the universe, but a God of relationship, Father, Son, and Spirit. And the fact that the one and only Son came down from heaven to earth, from a throne room, so to speak, to a shack, means that he has experienced what we too have experienced and are experiencing, the problems of pain and worry, uncertainty, anxiety, as well as all the joys that we acknowledge. This is such a powerful word to anyone who is losing hope, that the world is not chaotic, but it is under control. And there is a God in control, and he knows what he's doing. And secondly, he is full of grace. Go to our next slide. He's full of grace. Our speech this year is full of words that we've never heard before. Social distancing, track and trace. Who knew what the R number was before the COVID crisis? Probably, I suppose, it didn't exist. But what if your 2021, what if our 2021 can be shaped by a very different expression or word? And the word as Christians we speak is the word of grace, God's overwhelming and unconditional kindness. And Jesus shows us that God is full of it. Because he's full of kindness, God is preparing to remake this world, so to speak, his forever plan is a world without sickness and pain and grief and death. And it's what, of course, as Christians, we finally call heaven. But that transforming influence is at work now. There will then be no more uncertainty or fear, only hope and joy. But it feels a long way at the moment, doesn't it? God is directing the world onwards towards this forever plan, even though from our perspective it seems far away. And his methods may seem strange, particularly to those who are not Christians, because it is not the way of worldly power. Because thirdly, next slide, God is full of kindness. God the Son was born to do everything necessary to invite us into this future world. No matter who we are, where we are, what we've done, we know as Christians that he's dying and rising back to life offers us a way through death and out the other side to life. This is a wonderful joy to share, a wonderful, hopeful raising up of spirits that are low at the moment. Because he's full of kindness, Jesus offers the forgiveness we all need for our own failings. The ways we've lived in this world are not God's ways, but his offer is unconditional in the sense that we don't have to earn it or deserve it. We never could. All we need to do is accept it. We know this as Christians, but this is a message that we need to share, this message of hope, with those who do not. We hope that things will get progressively better in 2021. It's going to be a long trek by the look of it, but it should be. The crisis of COVID will give way, but there will be new problems to follow. I think we'll emerge from 2020 to 2021 to face the continuing difficulties as vaccines are rolled out, particularly rolled out into those countries that are overwhelmed by poverty. That will take time. The crisis of COVID will probably also give way to the crisis of climate change. But Christmas tells us that the world is under control and is in God's hands, and that we are invited to share it. He is full of truth. It's hard to find your way in the dark. In fact, for many people, this year has felt like coming off a motorway, finding yourselves in some dark, unfamiliar country lanes, and you don't have your sat-nav with you. We've been confronted by the scary reality that we do only have this one life, and that one life is often not necessarily within our control. I found that frightening, and I would think you have too, and most people have. Liz and I have invited, in the words given to us by Scripture, we've invited God that his angels will stand with us through this time. And we say, enter Jesus, man of truth. A man, certainly, but a man who claims to be God, who directs the future, understands the past, and knows better than we do ourselves. His truth is sometimes unsettling. It's not always in line with our views, but he says of himself, trust me, I am the light of the world. I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. There's no mistaking it. He says, I invite you to new life, and that life is for now and always. So, our final slide. What we want to say this Christmas is that hope can be born in any person. Hope can be reborn in us. So if this year's been hard for you, let the God of hope bring his transforming hope and power. Let hope be reborn in you this Christmas. Let this hope be renewed in your life. His truth is always liberating because he offers us the insight and guidance we need. He knows the way we need to take, the decisions we need to make. The Bible's claim is based on the fact that the one and only Son who came from the Father is full of grace and truth. He is the person who's in control. He offers to guide us through this life towards that future we've described, which we know is the perfection of heaven. Jesus is the light that will overcome even the deepest darkness. This Christmas and every Christmas, this transforming power, this transforming hope is here. And so may I close with the words of hope that Paul speaks here. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.